Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
On this week's podcast, I'm going to talk all about the library's upcoming garden project. I know we've talked about this a lot coming up, but you can actually see ground moving now. So it's a really exciting project. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about with it. One of the main things I want to touch on is the paver bricks that the library is selling for $30, which is at cost. These are going to be engraved paver bricks for the garden walkway. So we have put a cap on that. We need all of those purchased by February 28th. Of next year, and they are $30 with the check or money order only at the adult circulation desk. But I'm going to touch on that again in a minute because I want to tell you more about the garden project, kind of from the very beginning. So back in the spring, we announced intentions of building a community garden in the upper parking lot, like where our upper parking deck is, in between the library and the Ricks building. So this summer, the Garland County Library announced plans to build a community garden, park, and outdoor programming area in the vacant lot between the library's upper parking lot and the Ricks Professional Building. Plans have been drafted, bids have been accepted, and McHenry Excavators began preliminary work on the park at the end of November, putting the garden at a tentative opening date of spring 2023. Now, this is so exciting. Butch Smith, the library's design and facilities manager, he joined the library back in August of 2021, and he did record a podcast with us. You'll have to look it up, find it in our archive. But he immediately began working on plans for a sustainable expansion at the library, which includes his garden. So Butch began by converting all the flower beds on campus to native varieties known to self-seed and attract pollinators, and our flower beds have exploded. He makes sure that the library grounds are and continue to be pesticide and herbicide free, and will boast a collection of nearly all native species on all of our grounds. The garden green spaces, the grassy kind of areas, will use a low growing micro clover, which uses 25% less water and rarely needs to be mowed or weeded. So, I'm really impressed with all the thought that Butch and the architects have put into this garden, because we're not only going native, but we're also trying to be, we're trying to conserve water and time and effort with weeding and mowing. Butch did say that we're hoping that this area will attract all the colorful wildlife that people love to see. It'll be a great opportunity to build hands-on programming to show how important pollinator species are to all of us. It'll also be a great place for the community members to do their own programs and classes. ADA accessibility has been a priority for the library for years now, and especially with this garden planning process. The pathways will be a fine chip fill path, much like what is used at Garvin Gardens. The garden plots will be available for patrons to, quote, check out and maintain. They'll be raised beds 32 inches high to maximize the accessibility of the beds for all potential gardeners. The park will also include ADA regulation picnic tables and handicap parking available via Banks Street. Other plans for the community garden include 40 of those raised gardening beds for individual patron maintenance. Those will be about 2 feet wide, 8 feet long, and 3 feet tall. Some flowering pollinator areas for butterflies, birds, and local wildlife. We're going to have a hammock village under shade structures. Now, to put that kind of into perspective, we're going to have, poles and logs and stuff that you can attach a hammock to, but you can go inside, check out a book, check out a hammock, take it upstairs to the garden, hook up your hammock, and then just hang out and read. How awesome is that? We're going to have an outdoor amphitheater for library programming, a small Japanese garden in honor of the Hot Springs and Hanamaki Sister City program, fruit trees and berry bushes, and the aforementioned ADA accessible walking paths and park benches. So all of this is happening, and it's all going on right now. What's really, really cool is that Butch has been taking up a drone every few days and getting footage of the garden as it's being constructed. So on our YouTube channel, if you go to youtube.com/GarlandCO Library, you can find the playlist, and it's like garden drone footage, and you can watch, you know, 20, 30 second clips of, you know, heavy machinery and things moving. And it's just going to be so neat to be able to take all those clips and put them together into like a time-lapse sequence that shows the garden from it being a vacant lot to a lush, you know, community area. And I'm so excited for it.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
Now we're going to get down to where the community can help sponsor this project. Besides the paver bricks, which I mentioned at the top of the episode, I'm going to get back to those in a second. There are several other sponsorship opportunities. Now, some of these are for like large ticket items that you can sponsor and name for someone, like in memoriam or like in honorarium of somebody. You can also just make monetary donations that will go towards the garden that might help us, you know, overseed or, you know, do any kind of maintenance like that. But we're going to be selling naming rights or sponsorships to several other aspects of the garden, like the raised beds. There are 40 of those available at launch, and they are $400 to sponsor. The ADA park tables, there are 4 available, and they are $1,700 each. Stone benches, we have 1 is claimed, I believe, and we have 3 left, and those are $1,800 each. We have 4 regular park benches. 2 of them have been claimed, so we have 2 left. Those are at $2,200. The giant shade structures we would like to put up to kind of shade our little hammock village, we would love to get 3 of those, and 1 of them has been claimed, and they are at $15,000. The raised bed garden area as a whole for $20,000 has been claimed by an anonymous donor. Thank you, whoever you are. The orchard is available for a $20,000 donation. Just this week, our amphitheater was sponsored for $25,000. More information to come about that, but thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can get the garden in its entirety, naming rights to the entire community garden. It is a $300,000 sponsorship. All of these are tax deductible. They go towards, you know, just helping build and maintain the park and potential future expansion. So again, about the paver bricks, they can be purchased at the library anytime they're open with a check or money order only. They are $30. They will be engraved and then, like, you know, paving the parkway. They can have up to 45 characters, which includes like spaces and punctuation. You have to come in to do that because you've got to fill out a form for it. You can visit the library anytime they're open. Library is located at 1427 Malvern Avenue in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I want to mention that I think this is our last episode of the year. So we have a lot of other really, really exciting things coming up next year. The biggest one that I think coming up immediately is a bookmobile. The finished bookmobile should be delivered to us early this spring. We can't wait to take it out to the farmers market, to community events. It's going to be stocked with books that people can check out. It's going to have probably like a gaming system and the big screen. You can get a library card there. We can look things up for people. And it's going to be so exciting. And I'm so glad that it's going to be one of the first things to come out of 2023, which I think is going to be a wonderful year for the library. So I want to thank you for listening. Brent could not be with me today as he is taking a long vacation, if you ask me. But he should be back with me next week, and we'll start talking about what's going to go on at the library in 2023.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm DB Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.